setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and then how you get there. It is about pursuing your purpose in your work, filling that unique role that we believe you were created to fill. Somebody out there needs you to show up day in and day out and give yourself away. It's not about you. The pursuit of purpose in the dream job isn't about you at all. It's about others. And so no matter where you are, whether you have no idea what the dream job is, no idea what your sweet spot is, what are you even talking about there? Or you know what you want to do or have some ideas, not quite sure how to choose, not quite sure how to get there. Whatever your situation, you're welcome. 844-747-2577. Here's what I can tell you. After talking to thousands and thousands and thousands of callers, you have the answers, I promise. It's my job to help you ask the right questions, and it's my job to pull out the patterns and the answers. So let's go. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. You're one call away. Kristen is going to start us off in Spokane, Washington. Kristen, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you, Kristen?
This morning here.
Yeah, that works.
I'm doing good.
Good. What's going on?
So my husband works for Southwest Airlines, and we just got the dream transfer to Colorado Springs.
Yay.
Literally a 20-year prayer answered.
Wow.
And yeah, huge. I really desperately want to get into the dream job is landscape architecture. I have yet to be able to get my degree because babies showed up and got busy with stuff. But I want to get into that field, and I wanted to start. There's a nursery, and they've got a lot of those services included in their repertoire. I want to get started there, but they're hiring now, and I can work March-ish. And I'm trying to figure out, how do I talk to them? Is there any way I've got to hope to get in there before they finish their hiring?
Yeah, I mean, I would start trying to make some connections in Colorado Springs and reaching out to them and tell them your situation. Say, hey, I'm going to be there in March, and if that's a deterrent, I totally understand, but keep my name. I'll when I get there, I want to come by and say hi and meet you, you know, but absolutely tell them your situation, how dependable you are, how much you love the work. You know, your husband's a pilot, Southwest Airlines, and this is something you want to work into, and now that the kids are getting older and all this kind of stuff, just give them all the enthusiastic reasons why you want to be a part of it. Ideally, if you can get somebody on the phone and talk to them. And through some type of connection, but yeah, I mean, you go for it now because what have you got to lose? You have nothing to lose. If they say, well, we need you to start in February, but the reality is we sit here, you know, mid January, you being there in March and getting started, that's really not that far away, especially if you're a great candidate. Okay. And I think you are a great candidate. The only question I have for you is, do you need a college degree to do landscape architecture?
Yeah, it's a 5-year pretty hardcore program.
Really?
But if I can work with landscape architects, that would be a huge.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
How many landscape architects have people working for them doing a lot of the work, the actual work itself?
Yeah.
A lot. And they don't have college degrees.
That is my hope.
Yeah. Yeah, I like you getting in. I love this. This is the proximity principle. Do you guys have contacts on the ground in Colorado Springs?
We've got some family there, yeah, but I don't know any of the business owners or anything at this
point.
Doesn't
matter. Your family knows somebody in Colorado Springs that works in some. There's got to be a connection. There's just got to be. There is some connection for the people that you know that live in Colorado Springs. They've got to know somebody who knows somebody who works over at one of those landscape places. And I would absolutely be working those relationships hard, try to get a conversation. You can do this. 844-747-2577. Courtney's up next in Pennsylvania. Courtney, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm gonna tell you something. I am all about you right now, which means I'm having the time of my life because it means I get to help you. So what's going on?
So basically, I am a senior right now.
In college or high school?
College. Yes.
Okay,
sorry,
great.
I meant to say that.
Okay.
So I'm technically in my first year of grad school, but I'm graduating with my undergrad degree in May. I'm in the PT program, physical therapy.
Okay.
I've been questioning it for a while. I'm not really sure if I'm passionate about it, and I'm sort of feeling a little bit of pressure with graduation coming up, whether I'm going to continue the program or not. So, I worked through your clarity guide, mm-hmm. and it was definitely challenging for me. Okay. So I was just hoping, get
where
some
did
guidance
you get,
from
where'd
you.
And you
kind
get,
of figure out.
Where'd you get hung up?
Well, honestly, I worked through it, and I did write down 5 things of each.
Okay, good.
But it was definitely hard. The talents, I think, really hung me up. And so I'm just hoping to get some clarity.
Yeah. What'd you write down for work you love? I'd like to start there. What'd you write down for work you love?
So the first thing I wrote was I work at a little boutique right now, and I really love going into there. It's just sort of a part-time thing. Okay. So I love going in there and connecting with people and kind of helping them out throughout the shop.
Okay, great. What else did you write down?
So I also wrote, I like to help other people and talk to them about different issues they're having on like nothing specific. Okay. I just really like helping people get to like a solution, or at least just being a listener for them and just kind of helping them.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I also wrote down coaching because I was a tennis coach in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I taught all ages and
interesting
on one-on-one and in group situations.
Interesting.
So
boy, are you seeing a pattern here so far? Okay,
that's
keep going.
I think a connection with other people, but I also like learning and experiencing new things. I tend to be like a curious person, asking a lot of questions and everything. And I also wrote down modeling, which is sort of a random one. But
modeling as in like clothing?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. And what
I know that one's sort of a little random one, but
yeah. So what would you what would you do tomorrow based on that type of work if you knew you couldn't fail and you didn't have to worry about anybody questioning the fact that you've gone to PT school and blah 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 blah? Just you tried something brand new because Ken said you couldn't fail at it. You were going to make good money and you couldn't fail. What would you do tomorrow?
Well, one thing that really interests me is health coaching.
Yep.
So I like. Because it brings an aspect of helping people, and
sure it does.
It kind of gets to people's root issues of what's going on.
Absolutely.
Instead of just treating symptoms. So I think I would do something where I'm kind of more connected one-on-one with people.
I think that's it. I think that's where you got confused, is you leaned, for whatever reason, we don't have time to figure it out, and doesn't matter. But the reason you went after PT is because of the therapy part, the desire to help people. But it turns out you figured out, I don't want to help people's physical problems as it relates to sitting there and exercising their legs or their arms or their thumbs that they've broken or whatever. You really want to be that curious listener, that counselor, guide, / coach all together. And then when you can get to the source of the health problems, coming up with a plan, giving them the encouragement and guiding them along the plan is what fires you up. I got to tell you, I would play that health coach thing out. What are the multiple different jobs you can do that make you really that coach? That's where you need to be. Ken Coleman here with my wife, Stacy. Studies show that smiling improves your physical and emotional health.
That's why we love the Burst Sonic toothbrush.
The unique soft charcoal bristles powerfully remove plaque-causing bacteria.
I really love the 3 modes, whitening, sensitive, and massage, and they look fantastic on our counter.
Burst Smart and Affordable Replacement Head Subscription is just $6 every 90 days. So visit burstoralcare.com and use the code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. Helping you answer the age-old question, what should I do with my life? This is the Ken Coleman Show. Different kind of talk radio. We're not talking politics. We're talking purpose. And you don't have to look to D.C. or your state capital. Or your country's capital. We have people listening from all around the world. Love our international audience because of the podcast of The Ken Coleman Show, which goes out daily after we're live here at Ramsey Solutions Studios. We literally have people that call in from all around the world, so you're welcome to do so. If you want to call in, we are live, whether or not you hear the show live or not, on our nearly 70 stations now across the country. We're live from 12 to 2 Eastern Standard Time. You can call in, and we'd love to talk with you. 844-747-2577 is the number, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Crystal in Plano, Texas. Crystal, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Crystal. What's going on?
Okay, well, I'm just going to get straight to the point. My question is, why have I been stuck at mediocre jobs instead of pursuing the one I love?
Now that, Crystal, is the million-dollar question. The problem is you're asking me, and what we've got to do is turn that around and ask you the same question. Why is that the case? Why have you not pursued, or have you pursued, and what has kept you from achieving this idea of doing work that you love? What are the answers, or what is the primary answer?
Well, I am in college right now.
Okay.
My dream job, I guess, would be a financial analyst.
Okay.
As far as I know, that you have to have a degree or some kind of credential to get that type of job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell me more about this financial analyst. Who are you? That could go a lot of different ways. It's kind of a broad title. Tell me more about that. What's that look like to you day to day?
Just analyzing data. I love detail work, and I like finances.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And accounting.
Good. So data analyst, accounting, which, by the way, that gives you lots of different ways to enter into this work. You know, you could start doing bookkeeping, work your way into a more of an accounting role or a finance analyst role, you know, for multiple different companies. But somebody like you who loves the details, looking for the patterns, analyzing, researching, putting reports together, that is such a valuable role. I think it is a function of getting your head outside of the college degree for a moment, even though you're in college right now, but just asking yourself, well, wait a second, let's just pause everything as it relates to college and go, what actual qualifications do I need? Do I need a degree? Or are there jobs out there right now where I could get into bookkeeping and I could get that experience, which would set me up to maybe move into a junior data analyst role? I mean, I don't know. But you can find out by looking at all the different type of data analyst roles in the Plano, Texas area. We start there. Let's just look. Have you done that? Have you really looked to see what's out there and see what are the qualifications, non-negotiables that you got to have?
Yes.
And what are you missing?
I guess my resume. I think my resume doesn't look good. It's not business-like.
So you've got the qualifications. You just need to put it all in a nice-looking package?
Right.
Oh, well, I got you there. I don't know if you know this, Crystal, but I'll tell you what I want to do. Let's give her, Crystal, on my website, we've got resume templates, and I've got a free resume guide. I want you to download the resume guide at my website. It's on the resources page at kencoleman.com. I want you to read it. It's a PDF, and there's a free template in there, but I'm going to give you the other six templates that we're selling to everybody else for $9.99. So that means you're going to have six really awesome-looking resume templates that are going to make your resume look so good and so different because we do it different, okay? But you got to read the resume guide, the PDF first, so you understand what we're putting in there. And then I'm going to give you the templates for free. And I'm also going to give you a copy of my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, because it's all about connections. And it's teaching you how to get that analyst role, okay, by focusing on the right people and putting yourself in the right places. Who are the people you need to be around, and what are the places you need to be in? The Proximity Principle says, Crystal, in order to do what you want to do, financial data analyst roles, you got to be around people that are doing that. You start to get to know them. When you start to get to know them, they realize, oh, Crystal's awesome. She's got some great qualifications. She wants to do what we do. They start introducing you to more people. they point you in the right places where that type of work is happening, companies that are hiring for that. Do you see how that works?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, I'm so glad you called today. Are you excited?
I'm excited now.
You need to be, because I'm going to do all the work for you. So hang on the line. Amanda's going to get you the six free, well, it's not free for anybody else, but I'm giving it to Crystal because she's awesome. Because we can spruce up that website. You got six to choose from, Crystal, but also download the free resume guide at kencoleman.com. And trust me, it's going to stand out. But also, Amanda, let's make sure she gets whatever format she wants of the proximity principle. Read it, do it, and it's going to be a game changer. 844-747-2577. Let me tell you what else is a game changer. Since I'm giving away stuff for free, Joe, that people have to pay for normally, we've got a $30 product called Foundations Self-Study. Foundations in Career Readiness is the actual title. It's an online course for young people age 13 to 19. So parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, this is taught by me, and it's going to help them land their first job as well as learn how to eventually step into the dream job. Do you hear me? $29.99. Come on, folks. Taught by me. All they need is internet access and a computer or tablet. It's $29.99. KenColeman.com/store, or just go to KenColeman.com, click on the store tab. Foundations in Career Readiness. Go get it. All right, let's go to Alita, who is in, is it Placentia or Placentia? I don't know how to say that. Let's say Placentia, California. Alita, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
And thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How do I say that? Is it Placentia?
Placentia, yeah.
Okay, great. How can I help today?
So my issue basically is that I'm currently going to school for child development, and I landed my first job in an after-school program so I can get some experience in that.
Great.
And going into school, I thought I wanted to be a teacher, but I easily learned that I get easily overwhelmed when there's so many kids in the classroom and it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that I don't want to work with kids, but I don't know what job would suit me where it's not going to be me and like a large amount of kids, such as like 28 and up.
All right. So we can figure this out. Let's start with the fact that we know you want to work with kids. So then we ask, how do you want to work with kids? And we know it's not a teacher as in a one to many engagement, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And we also know, I'm guessing that from what you're telling me, that you like to work with a smaller group or one-to-one. Is that true?
Yes.
So then you start to go, okay, I know that I don't want to be in the traditional teacher role where it's me and 20 kids or 25 or 30 kids. Mm-hmm. And it's really not the teaching. It's what is it? Describe the kind of work you want to do. Let's forget roles and job titles. What would you want to do with kids all day, every day? If I could give that to you tomorrow, what would you be doing? Describe it.
I just provide a safe space and like just be there for kids. Like I don't even have to teach. It's just being there for kids, giving them some resources to help them make life a little bit easier when like maybe mom and dad are working 9 to 5. Great. And don't have time to really be the emotional support that they may need.
Okay, so we've got daycare. We've got maybe some learning care centers and stuff where you're not the teacher, but maybe you're the support staff, you know, where you're kind of assisting the kids in a non-teaching engagement. Could be assisting kids with certain therapies where you're not the therapist, but you're doing the exercises with them, right? So you get kids that are on the autism spectrum and have other behavioral issues. Lots of agencies, lots of companies that work with parents and kids like that, where they'll have an actual licensed therapist who will come up with the treatment and the exercises, but you get trained on how to actually work with the kids on it. So that's already a couple of ideas right there. But you just need to be looking around you. They're everywhere, Alita.
Mm-hmm.
I'm letting you do it. You're free to chase that. Don't be ashamed. You're going to do good work. Go where the kids are and find out what you need to do to be able to help them. This is the Ken Coleman Show. What should I do with my life? Why am I here? Is it possible to actually have a dream job and then get there? Those are the big questions that a lot of you are wrestling with. And if you found the Ken Coleman Show, you are in the place that's going to help you dive in and answer those questions and then come up with a plan to make that dream a reality. The realizing of the dream. I love the phrase. He realized the dream. She realized the dream. What is it? They realized it. It went from a dream, a vision in their head to a reality. And that's why we're here. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Miami, Florida, where Eric joins us. Eric, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Eric, I'm living the dream. What's up?
Thank you. So I was brought back a few weeks ago from furlough. I was furloughed back in March because of COVID. My question for you is, I'm having a tough time rekindling my love for the position and the job that I had, and also staying new, finding newfound motivation for the job. I was hoping if you had any advice for me.
Yeah. Why? Why is this happening? There's got to be a couple of reasons at least.
Well, it's because I was furloughed for 9 months with no communication and when I'd be back. And I always would always feel expendable. If who knows if there would be another shutdown and I could get furloughed again.
Right, but those are external. Those are external factors. All real. I understand them. But do you? You're talking to me. Is it? Hey, how do I get motivated for the work? Well, if you don't do a good job, you're going to be the first one on the chopping block. So there's some extrinsic motivation, which is, if you don't get the juice and do a good job and show them why you're a valuable part of the team, that will eventually start to show up in your work, and then you're going to get canned. So that's the extrinsic motivator. But I'm more concerned about the intrinsic motivator, which is what I talk about when I talk about talent, passion, mission. Mission, what are the results that really matter to you in your work? And I think that if there's more to it than what you told me, we have to dive into that. So again, were you sitting at home anytime over the last 9 months saying, you know what, I haven't heard from them. If they did call me back, you know, sure, I might go, but I really want to do this. That's what I'm about. Because I don't know if you can rekindle something that ever existed. Did you love this job before you? Because that's essentially what you were asking me. Was there ever deep passion for this job?
Oh, I loved it. I was very happy there.
Before you got furloughed?
Yes.
So did you just get your feelings hurt and now you're jilted a little bit?
That could be a good part of it.
I think it sounds like that's a huge part of it. How do you go from loving it 9 months ago? Because if you loved it the way that you loved it and you were in a healthy place over this furlough, going, look, this is a pandemic. Obviously, you're a little bit upset that they didn't communicate very well with you, and it kind of built up some resentment. Maybe you resented the fact that you got furloughed and somebody else didn't. There could be a variety of things. But if, in fact, Eric, and I believe you, by the way, that you loved this job 9 months ago, then rekindling that love is a function of you getting over your feelings being hurt, you getting over some of the frustrations that you have with the company and how they handled the situation and going, I am so grateful to be back. I'm not furloughed anymore. I got a chance to do what I love 9 months ago. I'm blessed. I'm not getting bitter. I'm getting better. I mean, I think it's really just a mindset of your feelings and your thoughts getting aligned properly.
Yeah, thank you. You know, my wife said the exact same thing.
She's right.
So, yeah,
okay. I get it.
So there must be a common theme here.
It is, but Eric, I also want to let you off the hook. I want you to forgive yourself for this first. Don't feel bad about the way you're feeling. Just acknowledge it. Go, I'm a human being who felt jilted. I'm a human being who felt frustrated. But you need to focus on the right things. And I've already told you what they are. So is your wife. So yes, listen to your wife. Go home, give her a big hug and a big smooch and say, babe, boy, am I so blessed to have you in my life because you're such a great perspective giver. You're so good that I called this Ken Coleman show up, and he basically just said everything that you said. You know more than Ken does, and she does. She knows more about you. And man, this is all about gratitude. Let gratitude overcome you, and your attitude will change. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Brady, who joins us in Phoenix, Arizona. Brady, you're on the Ken Coleman show.
Hey, Mr. Coleman. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on?
I've written out a few things here, but it's I'll make it short and sweet. So I currently work part-time in the facilities slash maintenance position at a mid-sized to large church in Scottsdale, Arizona. And they're about, they're such great people. I love the people. I love the church and everything. They're currently about to purchase, I believe, the building that they already are in, which will make it even larger at some point in time. But right now, currently, you know, for the major work stuff, and really not so major, they hire out a lot of work, which I actually have the expertise to do. I haven't been working there but for maybe about 3 months currently. And so I have a remodeling background, so I know a lot of that work that they typically hire out. I know the current position, the guy that works there, he's kind of a friend of mine. He makes $40,000 salary, and I know that I have a lot more experience than he does. He really doesn't have any. It's just, you know, as he goes kind of thing. So my question is, how do I discuss a salary with them? Because I'm about to be offered this position, I'm pretty sure. With it being a church and me not feeling guilty about.
Yeah, don't worry about guilt. No. Stop. Stop.
With a church.
Stop. It doesn't. Yeah, listen, you're a good dude. And so I understand why you're asking this. But you don't need to feel guilty about talking salary with a church. It doesn't matter whether it's a church, a government job, or a private sector job. What's the number you think that you're worth? What's the number that would make you feel good if they said, we want you, Brady, and we're going to pay you this? What's the number you'd like to hear and you'd go, that feels great. That's a no-brainer. Yeehaw.
Well, I think that I would be worth around 60, given the work and that, you know, what I know I can do, and also with the things that they typically hire out on the side.
Okay, so
that I could take full care of in-house.
So you've done your homework on that, sounds like to me. Because you've run some. Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Well, so here's what we want to do.
It's around low 50s, it seems like, on salary.com for this type of position.
Okay. Well, so now you're probably getting towards the high side of this. So you need to understand
that. Yes, sir.
So it's really not a negotiation. I don't think a church is going to negotiate. They may offer you a thing and you say, well, look, I did some homework on this, and because you guys hire out a lot of other things, I think I could bring that in-house. How much are you spending on that? And I'd like to be in the 60 range. I mean, you can kind of make a case, sounds like to me. Like, you could put some numbers together and make the case. But you're a part-time employee right now, okay?
Hourly, yes, sir.
Yeah, and then they're getting ready. So they're going to offer you this? That's in the works? You've been interviewing and they're discussing this?
Yes, sir. They met with me yesterday, and I'm pretty sure they're going to offer.
Here's what you've got to do. So when they offer, let's say they offer you 48, I think you go in and you say, look, and you make the case that you were starting to make with me. Based on my experience and what I've done, and I've been here long enough in 3 months to see you guys do a lot of outsourcing, and I could take over that as a part of this job. I don't know if you were thinking that or not, but I can. And I did the research, and the market value salary.com is low 50. So if that number is 52 or 53, whatever it is, you can say that and go, can we get there? Because I think that I'm worth the 60 range, but I love this place. I love working with you all. You know, you guys are below what the market bears. Can we get up there if I show you how I can save you outsourcing money? You just kind of make your case one time and you just see where they are, and you have a spirit of humility. And if you're thrilled to take it at 51, low 50s, you can ask for 60, but be open-handed. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. You have joined a conversation about your purpose, your why, and we're going to look at it in the context of your work. Why were you created? Well, you were created to fill a unique role. That means you are needed and you must do it. So life is too short to be miserable every Monday morning and just work for the weekend. That's not what I want. And it's not what you want either. And I'm telling you, you can make the change. You could begin the process, even if you're in debt. Even if you're not educated. Trust me. You can get there. You can begin the process. And I want to walk that journey with you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Mike in Indianapolis. Mike, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
I am living the dream, Mike. What's going on?
So my question for you today is, I have been looking to get into cybersecurity. Now, what I'm finding is that I might not be quite qualified for that yet. Mm-hmm. So do I take something just in the IT field and general IT just to get my foot in the door and get some experience? To give you some context, I'm currently making about $80,000 a year, and I'm being told that I'll have to take about a $20,000 to $30,000 pay cut to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a bachelor's in information technology, mm-hmm, and a history in law enforcement and security, mm-hmm, and intelligence. So I do have some of the skills, yeah, for cybersecurity.
You really just need, do you know the kind of cybersecurity education you need? And I'm not saying 4-year education. I've got a thought here, but I'm just curious. Do you have a good idea of what training you would need to all of a sudden be qualified to move into cybersecurity?
I have got some information on a couple of certifications that I need to get. And I've started working on those.
How much are those going to cost you?
So they're minimal, probably less than $1,000 total.
Okay. If those two certifications will do it, my advice is to not take a big pay cut, but okay, I'd stay in the $80,000 a year job based on your body of work and the other impressive things you have in your resume, and I'd get the cybersecurity training that would get you into an entry-level cybersecurity job. So instead of going from where you are now into just a technology job, I'd rather you move into cybersecurity directly, and that's the entry level. That's where we would make any kind of sacrifice.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let me add one more side note to that for you. The current position I'm in is that number, but it comes with a lot of overtime to get to that number. And that's where I'm running into a little trouble, is getting the time to to finish those certifications.
Okay.
Because they're expecting about 60 to 70 hours a week out of me. And another side note, I did that to get out of debt, and now I'm debt free.
Oh, good. So, okay. All right. That's good information. So, okay. But I'm still going to tell you, it's still the same basic idea.
Okay.
But what I want you to do is let's see if we can transition into a day job. Okay. That basically equals the kind of money that you're making with overtime. Or since you're debt free now, now's the time if you want to cut back on the hours. It is going to cut your income back. So if you cut back on the, let's say you were working 40 hours, what would that income be? And if you can go get another job making that, and you can tighten the belt while you're getting the certifications, then that's a good move.
Okay.
But I also want you to, I don't know if you've heard me talk about Bethel Tech here on the program.
I did just recently heard that, actually.
I want you to talk to them. It's worth calling them. Say, hey, I'm a Ken Coleman Show listener, and I called in, talked to him today. Their program is less than $15,000. Now, those certifications you're getting are obviously less than that. But I would talk to them about their cybersecurity program, and they've got a placement program, and I would just ask them to compare their program to those certifications you're getting and see if they're more robust. And I trust you on that.
Okay.
But at least kick the tires. At least talk to them. You may find that you don't need to do what they're doing, but they've got a pretty robust program and they help with placement. And if you were going to scale back, then you would have the time to go through their program and they'll let you cash flow your way through it too. So
okay.
I want you to at least talk to them. Promise me you'll do that.
I will get a hold of them.
And then let's see how you feel based on what they decide. What they tell you. Then you decide which way you want to go. But yeah, you're going to need to back off of those hours to be able to get qualified. Yeah. But I just think, and ask them what they think about my advice too, because I trust them. I just think that it would be better for you to try to get into entry-level cybersecurity as opposed to just any kind of technology field and then try to work your way up the ladder. Let's go get in the actual field entry-level, then you're climbing the ladder. Okay. Yeah, I love it. Hey, Mike, you're going to get
Sounds
there,
good.
Man. You got this.
Good.
Yeah, man. Thanks. Appreciate the call. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Kale in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Kale, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
So I work for it's an aviation company that we fly medevac. We fly patients with a nurse and medic on board.
Uh-huh.
There's a role at my base that's we have bases all over the country. There's several hundred bases. And at each base, there's a base safety representative that's a role that anybody can, they assign someone to step into, and they're kind of responsible for setting up the base safety meeting, taking notes, and then organize, the company will send out other notes from the lead safety rep that will send out notes on what kind of safety information they want to distribute to the base during these base meetings. It's an unpaid role, so if I stepped into it, my salary would not be increased at all, so it would be more work. It's not a lot of work, but it is some work that would be required every week. This role I've done before at a different base, and I had talked to our leaders at our headquarters if they are willing to pay this role, and they talk to it and they try to get it every year to get paid, and it's never they don't pay it. And so in my opinion, they don't have really any standardization of what kind of quality they get out of these guys because they don't pay it. And so people don't really put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah.
And if I was to do this role, I would want to put a lot of effort into it and really put my heart and soul into it because I care about safety. And I show that every day at our base. But, and it would be a good step to show leadership and initiative. But
what's your question? Yeah. What are you wondering about?
Well, my question is, should I take this role?
Yes. You should.
You think so?
Yeah. So we have roles like that here at Ramsey Solutions where it's not a part of your key responsibilities area, but as you get tapped because of your influence and responsibilities around here, they may ask you to wait, to help out on certain initiatives that are just a volunteer position, but it's seen as a stepping stone. Like you do this and serve well in this, it's going to help you continue to get more leadership opportunities. So right now you could convince them that it should be a paid position by just blowing it out, and doing a great job. Or they may never do that. And it's considered kind of like the roles that I've just described to you here at Ramsey Solutions. And they just see how awesome you are. And you come in and you're doing it as if you are being paid extra to do it. And they say, man, let me tell you something. Kale is a diamond in the rough. This guy's a leader. He's a team player. I think it's a no-brainer to do it because if after a year it doesn't pan out to be anything, you can always walk away from it without penalty anyway. I think it's a way for you to make your mark.
Yeah, I like that idea of doing it maybe for a year and see where it goes.
Yeah, do it. Don't even hesitate. Do it today. Say yes today and crush it. Be the best it's ever been. Put way more into it than it is expected. So whatever the expectations are, I want you to go 50-60% more and put your stamp on it. You won't regret that. Hey, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts, such as The Dave Ramsey Show.
If you're looking for boring financial talk, you're in the wrong place. This is not your mother's 401k meeting. This is Life on the Radio, and it's just downright entertaining. Thanks for hanging out with us, America. We're glad you're there.
To hear full episodes, just search Dave Ramsey wherever you listen to podcasts or go to DaveRamsey.com.